For me, the past few years have been a lesson in you'll never know when you'll never see someone again. And as with all things in life, we don't typically learn a lesson once. We typically learn in layers. You know, something, it's almost like there's an initiation phase, and then it may be a while, but eventually we'll take the 202 course. I mentioned this at the outset of this because what I realized back in 2020 was that I was missing out on life and missing out on being present with the people that I loved, even when I was spending time with them. And, you know, this is something that, even though that ache and that awareness started a few years ago, it kind of took a while to figure out what to do about it and what was available that would help me to become more present. I mean, if you're like me, you've tried meditation. If you're like me, you've tried breath work. If you're like me, you've tried all of the things everyone tells you are going to help with bringing presence into your everyday. And still, I found myself distracted. I found myself always looking forward, always living in this state of fear about, I need to be working harder. I need to be, you know, doing all the things. I can't just relax and enjoy. What happened was that maybe it was the end of 2021. Maybe it was the beginning of 2022 at this point. Or, sorry, not 2021. Maybe it was the end of 2022 or even the beginning of 2023 when I just chanced upon a podcast episode with an energy coach named Jen Polson. Over the next few weeks, I devoured all of Jen's free content online, finding her in lots of different podcast episodes where she shared a little bit about her story and often would include a guided energy session. And this was the first time I'd ever been exposed to this kind of work before. It was different. I mean, it was profound in that I actually felt shifts and I started becoming more aware of things from my life that have led to my current state of, to my current mindset. And I decided that I definitely needed more Jen in my life. And over the past year, I have really gotten that through Jen's Year of Miracles, which you'll hear a little bit more about in today's episode, through her, through some group coaching and different things. And I know it has really helped me. And it's not just that it's helped me, it's helped transform my relationships. And so today, ahead of Thanksgiving, I thought it was a great time to share my interview with Jen because I believe it might help you over Thanksgiving, especially if you're spending time with family and friends. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to Holistic Wellness, a podcast exploring the science and metaphysics of health and wellness. I'm your host, Brandi Searcy, founder and formulator at Rain Organica, where you'll find holistic skincare in one simple routine. Jen Polson is an intuitive life coach and the creator of Year of Miracles. She has been helping entrepreneurs and coaches for over a decade with their most important work, which is their inner work. Now, even if you aren't an entrepreneur or coach, this episode is still for you, because this particular episode is an example, so just a sampling of Jen, how Jen works and what a session with her looks like. And while we are talking about autoimmunity today, even if you don't have an autoimmune condition, this episode and the episodes linked in today's show notes are still for you. So I cannot tell you how amazing it is. Like, this is one of the things I found with working with Jen, is how interconnected our life is and how interconnected all of the pieces are. So I'll approach Jen and say, hey, you know, I wanted to do a session around this, and say for business, for example. And then inevitably what winds up happening is I get all of these other, it's almost like a ripple effect, where all of these other pieces of life, like my relationships, like my health, start falling into place. So Jen helps her clients identify and release their hidden subconscious beliefs that create self-doubt, overwhelm, and sabotage. Her work guides her clients to deep forgiveness, trauma healing, generational healing, work-life balance, business success, improved relationships, and a life full of miracles and deep inner peace. Her unique method creates quick and lasting results. So this is something else that I think it's impossible to state how quickly this works and how quickly you start to see and feel the results. Her signature program, Year of Miracles, is now available on an audio app so that you have her energetic and emotional support at your fingertips. Jen's also offering for listeners a sampling of a 15-minute audio gift from Year of Miracles that is focused on helping you connect to your divine truth. And you'll find that linked in today's show notes as well. All right. And really, without further ado, here's my conversation with Jen. Today, Jen Paulson of Jen Paulson Coaching is here to talk about energy work and autoimmunity. Jen, thank you so much for being here. For anybody who is listening who isn't aware of energy work, would you start off maybe with just kind of a quick introduction into what energy healing is and what kind of work you do specifically?
Sure. Thanks for having me. I love to like explain what energy healing is and my approach to it, because it's a little bit different than some people's. What I really focus on is the fact that we have like a conscious brain and subconscious brain, and our subconscious brain, if you like look up Bruce Lipton or do any like anything around subconscious brain, you're gonna find that 95% of what's going on in our lives is being dictated by our subconscious belief system. And that belief system basically gets developed while we're actually in the womb up until about age 7. And this is a really important piece of information, because understanding that a lot of the things happening in your life, happening in your body, have deep roots to this subconscious programming that happened when you were a kid and you didn't even have any control over it. So we understand the fact that everything is energy. Our thoughts are energy. Our words have energy to them. Somebody's body language has an energy to it. You can tell whether someone's angry or happy without them even saying a word, right? You're picking up on an energy signal. And so just like those things have energy to them, our past experiences and beliefs and the good things and the not so great things about our childhood all have energy to them. And our body stores that energy. And so then, as adults, when we're struggling in our marriages, when we're struggling with our health, when we're struggling to stay motivated in our business or to ask for that promotion or parent our children, in a healthy way. And, when we say we'll never do what our mothers do and we're doing what our mothers did, right? Like all of that has these deep ties to that whole subconscious programming. And so the beautiful simplicity is that it's just energy, right? We're not reliving those experiences from 4 years old over and over again. We do have symptoms of what happened at 4 years old show up, but that's how I work. People will come to me and be like, "Oh, I'm struggling. I've hit a plateau in my business, or I feel like quick to anger, or I just feel anxious all the time, or I'm struggling with headaches, or infertility, or autoimmune, or just anything, stomach aches and pains, whatever it is." And it's usually people come to me when they've been told there's nothing else to do a lot of times, or the things that they are doing, the counseling or the doctors or whatever, they're not working, the things that, the other professionals are having them do. So people oftentimes will come to me and be like, "Okay, what do you have? How can you help me?" And so then I help them start diving into the root causes of their symptoms, whether they're emotional, mental, physical. And once we get that cleaned up, then like the body, the mind, the spirit, the soul can all work together instead of kind of fighting and being in conflict with each other. So, I mean, honestly, it's as simple as coming into coaching with me, talking about like going over what your symptoms are. And then I kind of start in with like my intuitive stuff. And I just have you breathe to release those energetic roots that we start to uncover. And oftentimes it's a beautiful unfolding and aha moments. And normally people feel something in every single session, like a sense of deeper peace, or symptoms actually go away in the moment or within a couple days, or relationships start to like relax and feel more peaceful. And so many amazing things I can tell you happen, but I won't go into all of it right now.
Yeah, and speaking from my point of view in working with you, because I reached out to you as an energy coach to help Rain Organica move along and progress more quickly from where it is. And I know it was so amazing as we worked through our sessions together that some of my relationships improved. And I think what was wildest for me is I was expecting to have all of these sessions and talk with you about the business. And what we wound up doing was actually working on my health because that was priority. And that's where I felt like I needed the most work, the most help. So it was pretty incredible. And what I'm hoping to do today is to share with listeners what a session looks like, and kind of just have you go through, and we'll kind of do a guided session or a session where you help us to release some emotions and some trapped energy around autoimmune conditions.
Yes, I would love that. And let's just talk about that for 1 second, because, obviously we're recording this before anybody's hearing it or seeing it. But that is the beautiful thing about energy. It does not have time constraints. You don't, when you're participating in this type of coaching with me, whether you are live or whether, in a one-on-one session with me live, or whether you're hearing one of my recorded sessions or programs, the work works the same. If your heart is open and your intention is to get the help and support that, you know, whatever's for yourself, whatever's ready to clear, then it doesn't matter if the session is recorded or not. So for everyone who's listening, really take a moment to have an intention of being open to, you know, releasing whatever struggle you're having in the moment. And it might have something to do with autoimmune, but it might not. And that's the beautiful thing of it too, is the scope of what this type of work can do to help somebody like overcome internal conflict and struggle. You just can't even put like a boundary on it, because you don't know. It's, and I've heard like so many people over the years, I've been doing this for over 10 years, you know, say some very surprising things to me, either about a live session or something that they've heard recorded, whether it's money, whether it's something happened in their business or their career, or more peaceful relationship with a child or a spouse or their mothers. So we all have something.
Yeah. Maybe just one more thing before, you know, before we kind of roll into the session, because you mentioned some of your recorded programs, and could we maybe just talk for a second specifically about your Year of Miracles?
Yes. Thank you for asking about that. Year of Miracles, I feel like, was a totally divinely inspired program. In 2000, I can't remember when I did it, 2019, I think, yeah. I actually found a piece of paper that I had written down Year of Miracles program and some ideas about it. I don't even know how it showed up, because we had moved, because I'd written that idea down years ago. We had moved, you know, how things get shuffled around. And one day it just appeared on my desk. And I was like, oh my goodness. And so I created this program where I chose 12 different topics and for the year, and every day, Monday through Friday for an entire year, I did little mini sessions around the main topic for the month. So things like abundance and healing the family and bringing more fun and creativity into your life, and sales and productivity, which doesn't only apply to entrepreneurs or professionals. There's lots of stuff in there for everyday people. Judgment detox was one month. That was a huge one that, you know, people loved that. That one and the healing the family are like really significant ones. There's another one that we're talking all month about, overcoming like the top 21 fears that people have. And so they're okay. Just these little 15, 20 minute mini energy sessions. It's going to be similar to what you experienced today, that just help people get energetically reset every day, help people release the stress and overwhelm from their lives every day if they choose to listen every day. And then doing a bit of a deep dive into like a subtopic of whatever the main topic is for the month. So there's mindset tips, simple things that you can practice that lock in what we clear on an energetic level. There's affirmations that are actually part of the reprogramming of your subconscious brain that you can, listen to and read over if you want to. So that's actually, we've put that all on audio on the Soundwise app, and it's available. You can have it on your app. It's super easy to listen to. You don't have to find login information every time you want to, you know, listen. But I've found that even when I go back and listen to my own audios, I find myself taking deep breaths, and I hear something different in every audio that really applied to what I needed that day. It's a way to just start the day out feeling like reset and rebalanced and like connected to yourself and to whatever you've got going on in your life. So.
Yeah. Thank you for walking through that and sharing a little bit more about what that entails. And I know for me, because I have listened to, so I haven't listened to your miracles, but I've listened to some of your other recorded sessions that you offer. And with those, the productivity piece, because I also have a day job, and with that, I mean, it is pretty profound, the change that I see myself in my day job as well. So we have another episode that will be linked to today's episode in the show notes. And this is with Carice LeGuire. And she also talks about productivity. I think it's something that, you know, as we approach year end and people are thinking about meeting goals for their work, it's something that is so applicable. So I definitely encourage you to check out that conversation with Carice, and then also check out Jen's Year of Miracles and other guided programs, which will be linked in today's show notes as well. One thing came up while you were talking about the Year of Miracles that maybe we need to set the groundwork for also before we get into a session, and that is affirmations.
Okay. What do you want to talk about with affirmations?
Well, when you say affirmations, I always think of affirmations instead of affirmations. Simply because of, you know, our work together, and then also what I've heard you say on other, here I'm thinking about Dr. Kylie's podcast where this affirmation is what you give your brain to focus on. And it helps to essentially redirect your subconscious into an entirely new trajectory.
Yes, that is one of the mindset tools that I share with my clients, both my one-on-one clients and in like my recorded sessions. So first of all, affirmations, I look at really differently in general. So a lot of times coaches will be like, you know, write 10 positive affirmations every day and your life will change. Well, I've done that before, and sometimes, you know, it might make me feel better for a minute, but if your subconscious brain doesn't believe the affirmations that you're writing down, I am smart, I am capable, I am abundant, I am worthy and deserving. If there's something in your subconscious brain that's going, nope, 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 then the affirmations can feel very agitating after a while. So when in a session, when I incorporate affirmations, it's only after we release the false belief roots that are hidden in the subconscious. We've got to clear out that so that when we say the affirmations, it actually acts as a reprogramming from the false to the truth. So affirmations, and I just want to give credit where credit is due. Noah St. John created affirmations, and I heard him speak a few times. And it's brilliant because the affirmation is a question statement instead of just a statement. So instead of saying, you know, I am worthy and deserving of love, you could say the affirmation is, why am I so worthy and deserving of love? Well, the brain is designed to answer questions. So a lot of times we're like, why doesn't anything work out for me? Why is this such a pain? Why am I struggling so much? Well, our brains are like, it doesn't say, oh no, don't think that way. Our brains don't do that for us, right? It's like, oh, struggle? Oh, you don't feel loved? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to, the brain just finds ways to answer your question. So yes. Noah St. John is like, ask some different questions. And So I give that as the tool to help shift your energy from like negative, swirling negative head talk or spiraling negative head talk. So it's like, okay, why is life so easy? Why do things always work out for me? Why am I so peaceful? You know, why does my husband love and adore me? You know, whatever you want. You can ask the question of whatever you want. And it's a tool to, you know, bypass the subconscious that says, no, 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 you can't have that.
Okay.
So I use affirmations as a supportive mindset tool. I use affirmations to reprogram the negative beliefs that we pick up on as children. So then when you read the affirmations, they feel good. And you remember how you felt in a session. You don't have to say them over and over again for them to work, so to speak. You know, it's just okay. Like, no, once we say, identify them, you take a breath on them, they're like integrated into your subconscious. So your brain is like, oh, this is my new belief.
Okay.
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably kind of all we need, at least groundwork wise, to set the stage and go ahead and jump in.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to do a little mini session with the topic of like autoimmune issues. Let's not call it anything like an autoimmune circumstance, right? We don't want to, one of the biggest things we don't want to claim, you know, I have an autoimmune disorder, right? Like we don't need to claim that, you know, I'm healing my autoimmune
condition
issue, or my body, even better than that, you know, just I'm in the process of healing and repairing my body. You know, we want to take anything negative that your brain, right, is going to find, oh, how do I support that? How do I support that? Our words are super powerful. So we're going to do a little session today with the intention of getting to some root issues that are creating some autoimmune symptoms in your body. And remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm not, you know, my background is in psychology and energy coaching, transformation work. My job is to get to the roots of what's going on and help you release it on an energetic level, which frees your body up to go into like its ability to heal. And also it frees up your intuition and your clarity of where to go to get answers for your, you know, healing journey. So it takes a team, you know, a community to like find our answers to things. So it just will help open you up to, open you up to what your next steps are. So let's start off by, if you can, put your hand, one hand over your heart center, just this kind of the center of your chest, and one hand over your solar plexus, which is just above your belly button. These are two important power sources. And just by placing your hands on these two spots on your body, start to help relax your body and relax your nervous system. It sends oxytocin to your brain that helps calm down your thoughts and your worries. I just want you to take a few deep breaths. Really let your mind slow down for a minute. And drop down out of your head and into your heart. There's a lot of times when we get into those worry cycles and those thought spirals, we're so up in our heads. So if we can just take a second, putting your hand over your heart space really helps you get into that mindset of like dropping out of your head into your heart. Your heart and your gut are actually giving you messages quicker than your brain does. It's just that we get so, our brains get so cluttered that the signals from our hearts and our gut get blocked. So this is another thing, just doing this simple breathing with your hand over your heart and your solar plexus. If you have the intention, and I'll do this like when I wake up in the morning before I get out of bed, and I'll just lay there in bed for a minute and breathe and just have that intention of connecting to my heart. Just having the intention of releasing fears, worries, and doubts. Just breathe through that. And let's have the intention of releasing any of those feelings of the weight of the world that you're carrying with you. Okay, take a big breath on that. And with this next breath, let's have the intention of calming the feelings and the voices that might be nagging at you from your past, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. Just take a deep breath on that, and let's let go of any voices that are telling you you're not enough. This is just how life is. Just releasing any kind of negative talk that either has come from others or comes from yourself. Just take a big breath on that. Letting all of that go, so that you can connect to your heart, you can connect to your gut, and really hear the messages that they are speaking to you. Okay. All right, excellent. So the next thing we're going to do is, I don't know if you guys have heard of Carol Truman, but she has this book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. And this is a great little reference book that I use with my clients. It has all kinds of symptoms listed in this little reference book. And so if I have a client that's coming to me with any kind of symptom, I look it up. And so we're looking up autoimmune system. And I'm going to read to you the possible emotional roots that Carol Truman has discovered in her research attached to the immune system. There's a lot of theories out there that are like everything has an emotional root to it. So that's part of what I help figure out. So there are four different things here. First one is laughing on the outside, but crying on the inside. The next one is feels totally helpless. The next one is have given up. And then the last one is deep-seated grief. Okay. So I want you to take a deep breath and kind of notice which one resonates with you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take each one of these. I'm going to have the intention of releasing the energetic root to when you started like putting on a facade, right? Everything looks good on the outside, but inside you're really hurting and struggling. The moment on your, you know, on your timeline that you felt totally helpless, that moment where you felt like, I'm giving up. And then the moment that you just felt the deepest sadness, but didn't know how to process it, which has left this deep-seated grief stuck in your body. Okay, so all right, so 5 years old on the timeline is coming up around laughing on the outside, crying on the inside. 4 years old is coming up on the next one, feeling totally helpless. 4 years old is also coming up around the like that those feelings of giving up. I've got to give up. I don't have any control. I have to give in. Okay. You think about 4 years old, you know, you're being told to do a lot, you know, and you know, some people have experienced very traumatic childhood lives. Other people haven't, but whatever the roots to, you know, these things are big for you, right? Whether it was a big trauma or whether it was a parent like yelling at you, you know, or a teacher rolling her eyes at you. I mean, it could be something that simple that creates, you know, that moment of, you know, I feel helpless here. You know, my teacher's mad at me and I don't know what to do and I must not be a good kid, right? So it's the belief we put on ourselves in those little moments that are really what affect us. Okay. And then the deep-seated grief is coming up at 3. So that's pretty little, you know, and that could just be, you know, sadness of being told no. Maybe there was some kind of loss. Maybe the next sibling was born, you know, when you were 3. You know, it could be just a myriad of things. And like I said, some of them could be big and some of them could be just really small misunderstandings or misinterpretations the child brain had on a situation. So it doesn't discount to the level of trauma for anyone, though, no matter how big the experience was. So what we do now is I just want you to take a nice deep breath, and you can keep your hand on your heart if you want to, and take a breath. And what we're doing now is we're giving, you know, this little 5, 4, 3-year-old version of you permission to release the negative belief that you placed on yourself because of what happened, or release the pattern of not being able to, you know, voice your sadness, so this pattern of keeping up a facade, you know, that drains our energy, that wears on our body. It's no wonder that that could be an energy drain on our immune system, creating a response, right? So take some nice deep breaths, and whatever applies to you in this moment, just having the intention of releasing that energetic root. The next thing we're going to do is check and see if there are generational patterns that affect these specific symptoms, right? So I remember the day that I found out that not only do I carry my own emotional junk, but I carry my ancestors' emotional junk, and that affects me. I was so mad. This was years ago. But it makes sense, right? Like, we've all seen how, I'm going to give a big example, but you can see how like addiction and abuse, you know, gets passed down generation after generation because it's used as a coping mechanism. Nobody's taught how to deal with their emotions, how to deal with loss, how to deal with grief, anger, you know, sadness. Like when we don't learn those things and all we see are coping patterns, you know, passed down generation after generation, it's not our fault, you know, that we get sucked into some of these patterns. So the cool thing about this work is we get to release the roots of the generational programming and patterns. So in a one-on-one session, I'd get very specific on, you know, is it on mom's side, dad's side? How far back does it go? And we're not going to do that here because it's a group setting. So I'm just going to have the intention of releasing all the generational programming. For those of you that were adopted, I include the bio parents and the adoptive parents' generational programming because we can, you know, pick up on that. So let's just take a nice deep breath and have that intention of releasing any generational programming that is affecting, you know, these patterns that in turn are affecting your immune system. Let's take a couple deep breaths on that. Okay, one more breath. Okay, so before we go into the affirmation part of the session, I just wanted to ask you, Brandy, is there anything that came up for you personally that we want to look at? Because if it came up for you, it most likely has come up for someone else.
I think the biggest thing that came up is when you were talking through these four root causes, the one that stuck out to me was this being one version of yourself on the outside and a different version on the inside, because that autoimmune component really is body, your immune system not recognizing self as self. And when you have this kind of dichotomy of personality and dichotomy of your thoughts, that one was the, what's, I think what's kind of interesting is as you were reading through them, I dismissed that one immediately. And then that's the one that came back for me.
Okay. Cool. You know, I would love to know feedback from your listeners. So just let's give them my email address so that they can reach out to me and ask questions or share their aha moments. And I'm happy, like I read all of my emails. So I'm happy to clarify anything for anyone that has a question. But in you saying that, what came up for me on an intuitive level is like, oh, we need to bring back all the parts of us. Because I think as little kids, you know, depending on what our growing up situation is like, we have expectations and we have rules and we get have punishments and we have shame and we have all these different things that we're trying to manage in our little childhood brains, right? So sometimes it feels like as a little kid, we get kind of scattered, you know, we're trying to keep up, we're trying to avoid punishment. We're trying to win the favor of the adults in our lives and trying to be the good girl or the good boy. And, or there are some kids that are like, I am pushing the buttons. I am breaking the, you know, the old patterns here. But then there's a lot of like kickback to that for the, you know, the strong-willed kids, you know. So wherever you fell on the spectrum of, you know, compliant or strong-willed, there can be a lot of traumas, and it can separate us from who we really are, which creates that I'm one way on the outside, but something else is going on in the inside. So let's have everyone take a deep breath and pull all of those like beautiful parts of you that got scattered back into yourself. take a nice deep breath on that and even imagine what that looks like, bringing those kind of like lost and scattered pieces of you back together. What are those pieces for you? Is it, I feel just like words popping into my head. So, you know, is it your light? Is it your confidence? Is it your intuition? Is it your ability to love?
I think the other piece. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, is it your softness and your openness? Go ahead.
The other piece to this, being an oldest child with it with a younger sister, is because when you have other siblings introduced into the picture, then you have to almost redefine yourself in some way, and as that small child. So maybe this is also playing into it too, on trying to figure out who you are and becoming somebody, like essentially being felt or forced into becoming somebody else just to get your parents' attention.
Yeah, that's exactly. Let's release the trauma energy around that.
Okay.
So take a nice deep breath. So anyone who resonates with that, we're just going to release that energy for you. The other thing we want to bring back into ourselves that's coming up is like just that deep knowing of who you are. And I share this often with my clients. I am a relatively new grandmother, a new Mimi. Sounds younger than grandmother, doesn't it? our oldest granddaughter is 2.5. Well, no, she's almost 3. She'll be 3 in a month. And seeing these babies come into the world it's one thing to have your own children coming in. But when you're not the parent and you have this wisdom and this healing that you've done over the years, hopefully, seeing these new babies come into the world has really shown me, it's been very healing for me in a lot of ways, and an opportunity for me to kind of reparent myself, give myself that love and connection that maybe I didn't always have as a child, and being in holding these new babies. What has made a deep, profound impact on me is feeling the deep knowing that these babies have coming into the world, like the deep knowing of who they are. And it's not verbal, of course, but you feel it. I feel it. I feel it when I hold them. You know, it's like they know who they are. And feeling that feeling is now kind of become like, I want all my clients to feel this way. I want them to have a deep and profound understanding of who they are. Because it gets lost in translation, you know, and we can't help it, and it's nobody's fault, right? But we can get back to it. And we can let that change our lives. It can change our health. It can change our emotional wellness, our mental wellness. It can change how we show up in the world, from just going through the motions to, wow, I understand why I'm here, and I'm here to make an impact. And that can look a million different ways for a million, you know, everyone.
Yeah.
I want everyone to take a breath on that. I want you to soak those words that just came out of my mouth very intuitively. Like, just soak that into your cells. Like, let your body just like feel that and absorb that, and let that be your first step to your way back to your deep inner knowing of who you are. And let's have the intention of releasing any fears, worries, and doubts about being on that journey and your ability to be successful in that journey. Take a breath on that.
Okay, Jen, so what you just said, that actually brought up a lot of fear around, it's almost this lack of trust in me, in me being able to recognize my true self.
Yeah, this is exactly why working with a coach is helpful, right? Because a lot of times that lack of trust is natural and normal, and I have it too. So I always have a coach, right? Is because we get, you know, we're going along in our journey, and we have, you know, we have these goals and these plans and these dreams, or we have new awakenings, new understandings that we don't know what to do with, and we don't know how to process. There's a lot of things we get to learn on this journey to trust ourselves, but you don't know what you don't know. So that's just like, you know, just you bringing that up, the lack of trust would open us up to a whole new session on, okay, let's clear blocks around trusting yourself. Let's see what the roots to those are. You know, it's just like this beautiful unfolding of the next thing that's in the way. Right. And because I'm not attached to your emotional stuff and your past, it's, you know, it's easy for me to, you know, intuitively pick up on, you know, the things that are blocking you.
Yeah.
But that's why I need a coach, because I can't intuitively always pick up on the things that are blocking me, because they've been blocking me for so long.
Yeah.
You know, we're just used to it. We're used to being in the block and the struggle and the lack of trust. So we need someone to help us step out of it, and someone who can not only say, oh, you need to do this and this. That's not what my coaching is about. My coaching is like, ooh, let's find the root to that. Let's get down to it. Because someone can tell.
Yeah, because once you clear that, then it's almost like it's removing the blinders.
Yeah. Because, I mean, everyone's probably heard this, the answers are all inside of you.
Yeah.
But when we have blinders on, we can't see those. We can't feel those. It'll interrupt our blinders interrupt even our connection to divine source, whatever that is for you, you know? And so I feel like my work is just, I feel like I'm just the cleaning lady. I'm just helping you get rid of the blinders, get rid of the clutter. And then you can be on your divine path and get all the information. I don't need to give you information about your divine work on this earth or your worth, or no, you get that from divine source. But we get so cluttered with traumas and having to keep up and having to keep the facade and prove ourselves, like all of the things that we get distracted by that clutter our hearts, that clutter our connection. Like, I'm just here to help you uncover all of that so that you can get right to it. I love it. but since you brought up lack of trust, let's just do a quick intention and clearing whatever the root cause for anyone who's listening to this recording, the root moment that you had, that you had where you believed you couldn't trust yourself, you couldn't trust the world, you couldn't trust your family, you couldn't trust money, you couldn't trust your gifts and talents, like whatever it was. Okay. So let's move on to the affirmation part of the session, because this is the part where we get to reprogram, we get to retrain your brain on the new you. Okay. So and these come intuitively to me. So let's just take a breath. So the first one is, I am connected to myself. And we can write these in the show notes for everyone, right? So don't worry about writing them down right now. Just breathe through them. I am connected to myself. I love and honor myself. I am deeply connected to knowing who I am and my value being here. I am connected to my body. Okay, so a lot of times when we go through physical illness, we have a tendency to like be in conflict with our bodies, be angry with our bodies. And when we're in that energy, we disconnect. It's like a natural, you know, just kind of a, like a knee-jerk reaction, just disconnect. So we want to connect everyone to their bodies, and then we're taking it a step deeper. I am peaceful with my body. I am peaceful with myself. I choose peace every day. I practice choosing peace. I forgive myself and get back to choosing peace. Okay, so this one, I want to just talk a little bit about, like, we're human. We're going to have those times where we do feel discouraged. We're going to let our thoughts take over. We're going to feel those helpless feelings. And when we do this work, it's not to bypass any of that, right? It's when we do this work, we're getting to the deep roots that create the helplessness and create the anger and frustration within us. But when we have those moments where we feel, you know, overwhelmed and frustrated, we can choose to be peaceful in that anger and frustration. Like, yeah, I'm experiencing this. Yes, I'm giving myself time to process it. It might take me a day or two. It might, you know, I might need to go for some long walks, or I might need to say no to several things. I might need to cancel, everything for a week and let myself process through whatever's going on, whatever's coming up. This is all about letting go of the fight within ourselves, letting go of the fight with our bodies. And so as you know, as you're going through your everyday life, you're going to have moments where you get to forgive yourself. And in that forgiving comes peace. And in that forgiving also comes the ability to choose peace again. Take some nice deep breaths on that. Okay, so just to give one like simple thing to work on as all of this is processing. Actually, let me make sure everyone take a big breath on allowing, accepting, and receiving whatever you need from this session today. Okay, good. So I'm going to give you one simple thing that you can practice to help bring peace to yourself, to your body, to your mind, to your spirit. And that is that simple, like kind of going off the last affirmation, when you feel yourself start to spiral, when you feel you've overreacted, you've yelled at your child, you've yelled at your coworker, whatever it is, you've let yourself overeat junk food, you know, whatever your pattern is, when you realize, oh, I did that, you know, that I used that old coping skill, that, you know, coping mechanism. I just want you to like not beat yourself up. You're just going to simply say, I forgive myself and I choose love. Then I want you to say, why is it so easy to forgive myself and choose love? And it's not a question that you answer. It's just a question you're just giving your brain that question, and your brain's going to start looking for the answer for you. Okay. And then along with that, like notice, pay attention to the little ways you're supported. You know, a lot of times I see hearts or rocks and shapes or hearts. I see rocks and leaves shaped like hearts when I'm out for a walk, you know, or you know, I get a random phone call from a client that's like, oh my gosh, you've changed my life. You know, and I haven't heard from that client forever. And they tell me some, you know, celebration or, you know, I think of, you know, my sister who passed away, you know, and I can feel her presence. You know, so things like that, when you start to have more peace, you're going to have more like signs of support, and so be watching for those, because that helps build your trust and faith in your progress and in your path. So take a nice deep breath on that. Why is it so easy to forgive myself and choose love? You're just giving your brain new instructions of what to do instead of going into the spiraling thoughts. Your brain will believe and do whatever you tell it to. So I wish I could just give everybody a big hug right now.
Thank you so much, Jen. That was incredible. How are people able to connect with you?
Well, you can go to my website at jenpolson.com, and I'm pretty active on Instagram, so follow me on Instagram. I post content there, and but get on my email list from my website. That's a great way to keep in touch, and you can schedule a consult if you're curious and you know you want to know more about this work, or you want to know something that you felt in this session. I'm happy to talk to you. You can schedule on my website for a 30-minute consult. I would love to get to know, you know, your listeners who are curious.
Thank you so much for listening. And before you go, if you know someone who might enjoy today's episode, take a quick second and hit that share button to send this to a friend. And in case you haven't left a 5-star review yet for Holistic Wellness, take a quick second now to do that also. All right, until next time, bye.